All right, so I'm here with Matt Lovato. I'm going to be doing an interview on the American Dream and his opinions on it. So, question number one, do you like your job?
Currently, don't like my job. I feel like it is not organized enough, and yeah.
Okay, question number two, how would you define the American Dream?
American Dream is when you come here to America, where you live free and have a stable job and able to afford a house and have a family.
Nice, nice. Do you think it's possible to achieve the American Dream?
Yes, I think it's possible. Many people do achieve it, and yeah.
Nice. Okay, last one. What factors make it difficult to achieve the American Dream?
Sometimes it is hard for people to find a good, stable job. And there will be people in your way sometimes in life that will make it difficult to achieve the American Dream.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Anytime.
Hi, guys. So I'm here with Miss Richmond, and we're going to do an interview on the American Dream. So question number one is, what job do you have?
I am a teacher of social studies at Harriman High School.
Great. Number two, do you like your job?
I do like my job.
Okay, and what factors make it easier to achieve the American Dream?
I think if someone, I'm gonna even add some different stuff to yours, Gavin. I think if someone has motivation, if someone has initiative, then they want to achieve and make their life better, or to have access to opportunities.
Okay, and what factors make it harder to achieve the American Dream?
It is really hard if you are not the norm or not the societal norm. So if you're an outlier, if you're a person that's not white, male, or rich, it makes it really difficult. It makes it more difficult.
Great answer. Number five, and the fifth and final question, do you think you've achieved the American Dream?
No.
Great. Thank you.
All right, Eli, am I doing you too? All right. So I don't understand why you guys do it on the phone and the computer.
It's just the phone.
Okay.
All right, just for the summary here, how did your interviewee's definition of the American Dream differ, and how are they similar? So I think Eli's definition of the American Dream was a lot different than Miss Richmond's, just because he's younger and he doesn't really know the history behind it. And yeah. And then, do you think the American Dream is possible or impossible? I think it's possible, just if you have the determination and the dedication to what you want to do, and yeah, if you have a plan on how you want to do it. And then the last one, who was the most optimistic generation and who is the most pessimistic? And Eli was the most optimistic just because he's younger, and again, he doesn't know the history and all that. And Miss Richmond was the most pessimistic just because she didn't think it was possible to attain it. And yeah, that's it.